Today, as Franciscans, we celebrate this feast of the Impression of the Stigmata on our Holy Father Francis, when 2 years before his death in the year 1224, while he was making a retreat in honor of Saint Michael the Archangel, the 40-day retreat where he was fasting for 40 days, right around this time, around the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which we celebrated on Sunday, he had this vision of a seraph angel coming down out of heaven with six wings coming down towards him. And as he looked closer, he saw the image of Jesus crucified. He saw Jesus crucified on the cross. And so he was, you know, full of consolation, but also full of sadness to see Jesus suffering on the cross, but also full of joy that Jesus would come to see him. And so we had this intimate conversation with our Lord in that vision. And then after our Lord disappeared, he found on himself the impression of the stigmata, which is unique. He's considered to be the first saint to receive the stigmata. At least that's in recorded history. But his stigmata was different from what we think of, you know, holes in the hands and feet. He had impressions of the nails in the hands and his feet, with a black cap on his palms of his hands and the point coming out through the back. And same with the feet and the wound in his side, which shed blood. And he had to have St. Clair make him special shoes for him to walk on, because he couldn't walk. I don't know how he came down from the mountain. Must have tiptoed down the mountain somehow with his brother that he was with. But the real message to take from this impression of the stigmata is the life of St. Francis, as the Franciscan saints and scholars reflect on the stigmata, that is really a stamp of approval of God in the life of St. Francis, that he conformed his life as perfectly as a human being possibly could, perhaps, you know, next to, not in the perfect sense of Our Lady conforming herself perfectly in an absolute sense to the life of Jesus, but St. Francis in a relative perfect sense, the perfect conformity to the life of Jesus and his death to the crucified Savior, how he tried to pattern his life so perfectly on the life of Jesus, because he was so deeply, deeply in love with Jesus. Jesus was his God and my all, as he would say, my God and my all. He just was consumed with love for Jesus crucified and meditation on the passion of Jesus. He would meditate so much on the passion of Jesus that it's no doubt that he had the passion impressed on his body at the end of his life. He meditated so much that he would weep, that he wept so much that he went blind, meditating on the passion of Jesus. But not only the passion, but it's the life of Jesus. He lived the gospel and he preached the gospel. Even he was wondering how he was to live his life and how the brothers were to live their lives. Were they to be hermits? Were they to live contemplative life only, spending their time, most of their time in prayer, or were they to be preaching as well? And so he asked St. Clair and Father Sylvester, the holiest friar he knew at that time in that area, to pray for him how he should live his life. And they both prayed and came with the same answer, that he should pray and preach. He should pray and preach, which is what Jesus did. So he conformed himself in that way to our Lord too. And our Lord characterized himself as a meek and humble of heart. Imitate me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And that exactly characterizes the life of St. Francis, meekness and humility of heart. He was known to be perhaps the humblest man on earth, as they say of Moses, the meekest man on earth. Certainly one of the meekest and humblest men on earth. And all the other virtues of our Lord, his deep love for souls and his desire to save souls, St. Francis went throughout all of Italy and beyond, seeking the salvation of souls, preaching with this ardent fire of love for souls and fire of love for Jesus, and it would just come out in his words and it would touch the hearts of men so powerfully as our Lord did through his love for souls, his zeal for souls, and his desire to die for souls, to die as a martyr. He wanted and tried to become a martyr. It wasn't the will of God. And in the entire life of our Lord, he patterned himself on the life of Jesus, patterning himself off the gospel teachings of Jesus. And that is the life of the Franciscans, to live the gospel, to live the gospel of Jesus as perfectly as we can. And then we who are living in this developed age of the Church, where we understand the mission of Our Lady and a consecration to Our Lady, as we say in the Marian vow, that we conform ourselves to Jesus, we become Marianized in order to be Christified, more conformed to Jesus through Our Lady. And certainly Saint Francis was that way because of his deep love for Our Lady. The quickest, easiest, most perfect way to imitate our Lord is to be like Our Lady and to entrust ourselves to her so that she can form us into Jesus crucified. And so that's what we are striving to do as Christians, to be like Christ. To be like Christ, how do we do that in the best way, most powerful and easiest way? Through Our Lady, through our consecration to her. So I think that's the message we take in the Impression of Stigmata of St. Francis, to imitate our Lord through Our Lady.